When Pauline Curry and her husband moved to Smithers over 2 decades ago, the closest pool was in Terrace. That's a 2.5 hour drive away. But they made that drive on a regular basis just to get some swimming in. And they also joined a group of citizens fundraising to build their own pool. 25 years ago, that pool, the Bulkley Valley Regional Pool, opened its doors. Celebrations are happening today to mark that 25 years. But first, we're joined by Pauline Curry. Good morning, Pauline.
Good morning to you.
That is a very long drive to go swimming. Why would you make that long journey?
Well, it was so important. My husband had back problems, and swimming was vital to his life. And so, therefore, it was just the thing to do. Mm. We had been so used to it. But anyhow, we didn't go that often, but we went very often.
So I imagine when people started talking about a pool for Smithers, you were in feet first.
Oh, immediately. We were at one of the very first meetings at that point because we knew how important it was. Absolutely.
And what did it take to get this idea off the ground and into form?
Well, it had been spoken about for many years, but it never really gotten off the ground. There was some money in the bank, but one of the chaps, a fellow by the name of Dan Young, said, "All right, if you want a pool, do what I ask you to do, and we'll get a pool." So he got a group of men together and said, "I want you each to give me $1,000 and then go into the community and ask people for money." Huh. And that's how we got the pool.
Wow, $1,000, that's no small amount of money.
Yes, and there's a board up at the pool now with all the people who dedicated their money. They are listed on that board.
And your family name's on it, I bet.
And some people, the mothers, gave their family allowance checks. So it was just the whole area came through with wanting something for their community that was going to help a lot of people.
Any grumblers who didn't like the idea?
Well, of course there were. There always are. But it made my heart feel good to see them eventually in the pool, or their grandchildren or their children.
Huh.
And when they needed help for arthritis or whatever.
So 25 years later, are you still using the pool?
Oh, 5 days a week. Absolutely. It's my lifeline. I've reached that stage in life of the golden ages, you know, and they're not so golden. So you have to work very hard to keep fit.
Do you think you would have been able to stay in Smithers if this pool had not been built 25 years ago?
Probably not. We had to be somewhere close to a pool. It was very vital to my husband's life and mine. Hmm. So, no, we probably wouldn't. But we fell in love with Smithers. So even though without a pool, it was a wonderful place to live.
Today, how important is the pool to the community there?
Oh, very much so. I see mothers bring their tots in. I see young children having their very first lessons. And I've watched over the years those young children become adults who are wonderful citizens. The lifeguards, everybody involved around the pool have been so wonderful and caring and giving. You know, everybody's kind to each other in the pool, I think.
Mm. Today marks the 25th anniversary for the pool. Pauline, how will you celebrate?
Oh, I'll go for my workout this morning, and then this afternoon I think we'll be along to have... do some type of celebration. I'm not quite sure.
Hmm. I understand that there's going to be a scrapbook on display that your husband made.
Yes, he started it right from the beginning of the pool and has donated it to the pool because he has since passed away. But it's there with everything about the pool since it began.
Well, have a great time at the pool this morning doing your morning workout, and have fun this afternoon if you make it to those celebrations.
I will.
Thanks for your contribution to Smithers.
And thank you.
Pauline Curry, an active user of the Bulkley Valley Regional Pool in Smithers, a very active user, I should say. They are celebrating 25 years today. Admission, just $2 all day. And there's also a display in the lobby about the pool's history, which includes a scrapbook, as I mentioned, made by Pauline's husband, a cake cutting ceremony at 1:30 today.